Some fish in the Great Lakes region are coming up with higher levels of antidepressants in their brains. Scientists suspect the meds are getting past water treatment facilities. Diana Aga has been studying this. She's a professor in the chemistry department at the University of Buffalo. And Diana, what is the significance of your findings?
Well, at these levels, it has been shown that in the laboratory, these levels actually affect fish behavior, including their survival, their feeding habits, their breeding habits. So there may be some long-term effects when they are exposed to these levels in the wild.
And we should point out that you haven't found that people who eat these fish face danger or problems, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So you've been looking at fish specifically in the Great Lakes. Is there reason to believe that this problem is unique to that area? I mean, is it reasonable to think that fish caught in other bodies of water around the country might have similar levels of this kind of medication in them?
Yes. In fact, in 2010, there was one study. So we are not the first one to show that these chemicals, these antidepressants, accumulate in brain. It has been shown in 2010 by some researchers from the USGS. But what's unique about our study is that we have actually looked at various fish species, 10 of them, from the Great Lakes, and it's from a bigger body of water that has more dilution. So that's the one that actually was surprising, because typically, you know, they say that dilution is the solution to pollution, but not in this case, because even though the discharges from wastewater treatment plants are actually diluted quite a bit in the Niagara River, which we found in the river were lower concentrations, it was surprising that in the fish they were actually quite high.
Also, do you think that this is a failure of water treatment plants, that all these antidepressants are still in the water and are making their way into fish?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a failure. It's just because the purpose of wastewater treatment plants is really to remove nitrogen, phosphorus, and dissolve organic carbon. So it is not their main goal. It's not their goal to remove pharmaceuticals. But in the past 15 years, people have done a lot of research, including our group, that shows that these pharmaceuticals that end up in the surface water are actually important in the ecology and fish and wildlife. So there's actually been a lot of work now that's being done in the wastewater treatment facilities to improve their system so that they're not only removing the nitrogen and phosphorus and dissolved organic carbon, but that might also be in the end remove some of this what we call micropollutants.
How big of a task is that for wastewater treatment plants to put new machines or technology in place that will filter out this stuff?
Some of them, it may need a redesigning of their wastewater treatment plants. Some of them, it might just be a tweaking. It depends on how new the treatment systems are.
Well, given the fact that these antidepressants don't really seem to be causing problems in people eating the fish, how concerned do the managers of these plants seem to be in terms of spending money as a way to deal with this? Are they looking to spend that money, given that there don't seem to be really significant human impacts?
Yeah, I know a lot of utilities are actually concerned about this, because it's not just, so now we have shown antidepressants, but there has been actually already a lot of studies that have shown other pharmaceuticals, estrogens, endocrine disruptors that are being discharged and that are affecting fish. And a lot of the people are concerned about that. Antibiotics also is actually more important to me, I think, is because antibiotics could cause proliferation of antibiotic resistance in the environment, and that's more scary. So a lot of wastewater treatment plants are actually looking at improving their treatment systems to remove these micropollutants.
So even though antidepressants might not be a concern for humans, other types of medications and pharmaceuticals could be?
Yes, yes. And hopefully, while improving the system to remove antibiotics, they will also eliminate antidepressants at the same time.
Diana Aga is a professor in the chemistry department at the University at Buffalo.